This letter is a wake-up call.
这封信是一个提醒的信。
Consider the difference between the nice smooth sounds that we go to sleep with and the abrasive alarm clock.
如果你想一想，你睡的时候那个声音很柔和，突然早上一个惊醒的声音。
Right, a wake up call is somewhat, it's annoying and it's harsh.
你这是一个早上提醒的那个声音，就是很刺激人的。
Sometimes it rubs us wrong.
有时候它就是给我们弄得很恼火。
But the purpose of this letter was to shake them up, to stir them up.
但是这个信的目的就是把他们就是让他们摇醒。
And some people think it's somewhat negative and harsh.
有些人就觉得这个是负面的，这个是太粗暴了。
I coach little kids soccer in AYSO.
我在这个教孩子踢球，踢足球。
And one of our philosophies is positive coaching.
有一个这个原则，我们就是说正能量的教导。
Right, we're not out there yelling at the kids to hurry up, go faster, you're slow.
我们不是这样说，说你快一点，你不要这么慢。
No, positive coaching.
我们是正能量的教导。
But just the other day, I think it was Tuesday.
就是大概是星期二吧。
These are six-year-olds.
这有一个六岁的孩子。
And they get a little distracted.
他呢有一点分心。
And one of them, Ethan, was actually trying to stick his head in the net.
有一个人叫伊森，他就把这个头撑到那个网里面去。
It's going to get stuck on his head, and he's going to get stuck there, right?
他肯定就是会要钻进去，钻不出来的。
That's not a time for a positive reinforcement.
这个时候不是说正能量的那个鼓励了。
I said, "Hey, Ethan."
我就说啊，伊森。
No way.
不行。
Right?
是不是啊
？It's dangerous.
这是很危险的。
Sometimes you have to speak somewhat harshly to avoid dangerous situations.
有时候你就是要用一个很苛刻的这个声音，让他们避免这个危险的境地。
Peter addresses some folks that were headed down a dangerous direction.
这个彼得就是让我们注意不要朝着这个危险的方向走。
And he strongly warns them, so it might seem a little negative.
他呢这个提醒很重要，很强壮，所以。看起来有点负能量。
But sometimes we need to be woken up.
但是我们需要醒过来。
The author.
作者。
Peter, of course.
肯定就是彼得了。
Peter is someone who knows spiritual highs and spiritual lows.
我们都知道彼得有时候灵命很高，有时候灵命很低。
Right? He saw the transfiguration. He was there.
他在登山变相，他在那里。
He walked on water with Jesus.
他和这个耶稣在水面上走。
And he was with Jesus when Jesus rose people from the dead.
当耶稣从叫人从死里复活的时候，他在哪里
？The spiritual highs.
他真的是属灵高峰。
But there's also spiritual lows.
但是也有属灵低谷。
And those for Peter were some serious persecution.
这个就是那个时候的，就是他的那个逼迫。
Persecution comes in two forms.
这个逼迫有两种方式
，hard persecution and soft persecution。
有一个是硬的这个逼迫，一个是软的逼迫。
The hard persecution that Peter faced，
那么硬的逼迫呢
？Was the floggings, the beating, and the imprisonment for his faith。
这个就是说被人鞭打，被人丢到监狱里面。
But he also faced soft persecution。
但是他还有软的逼迫。
And the soft persecution got to him。
那么他软的逼迫是，他都影响了他。
The soft persecution was when Jesus was being crucified.
当就是耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
Christ was being beaten.
然后耶稣被鞭打的时候。
And a lady next to Peter says, "Hey, you're with him."
然后他旁边那个女的就说：“你和他在一起啊。
”Peer pressure.
这个是同伴的压力。
That.Right then, Peter said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him."
然后他彼得马上就说：“你在说什么？根本不认识他。”
That soft persecution has a terrible effect on Christians.
所以说，这个软的逼迫对基督徒有很大的影响。
And it led Peter to deny Christ three times.
所以说，这种影响让他三次否认主。
the recipients.
然后呢，受信人。
It's likely that this was a wide audience.
就像这个我们这很多的这个听众一样。
The same folks that Peter wrote in 1 Peter.
就是他们彼得前书所写的那些对象。
Folks in Asia Minor.
是在这个亚细亚的那些地方。
And it includes both Jewish and Gentile Christians.
包括犹太和非犹太的基督徒。
But Peter makes a point to say, hey, we're on the same level as far as our faith.
彼得对他们说，我们在信仰上是站在同一个水平上。
It says we are of equal standing in verse 1.
他说，在这第一节说我们是站在同一个。
The equal standing.
Where? First one. Okay.
Yeah, one. Right about in the middle. A faith of equal.
One. Yeah. One. Okay.作为基督徒，
你 can see that there
与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，可能一样的信心，信心是一致。
Okay. Right, equal standing. All the people in the Christian church in the faith are equal.
所以说，所有的基督在教会里面都是站在同一条水平上。
And one of the themes we'll go there next.
我们下一个主题呢是
brings this out even more clearly.
然后我们把就是要更清楚的看一看。
So again, look through your 2 Peter for a second.
然后呢，你再大致浏览一下你的彼得后书。
And notice how many times in there it says our Lord, our God, our Savior.
他多少次写了我们的救主，我们的神，我们的 我们的主，我们的基督。
Yep. Our Lord, our Savior, our God. Over and over, it says about 10 times.
主救主和我们的神。
So a clear theme that this is for believers.
所以说这个是很清楚的一个主题，是对我们信主的人来讲的。
Believers with the same faith.
我们有同样的信仰。
Okay. And then.
然后呢？
Make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Oh, other themes in here.
然后另外一个主题呢
Knowledge.
就是知识
Righteousness.
公义
And of course related to that is the day of judgment.
然后和这公义相连的就是审判的日子
And then the situation.
然后就是情况情景
The situation of the book is why Peter wrote it.
这个情景就是说为什么彼得要写这个书
Guys do not write their moms for no reason.
孩子哈，男孩子给妈妈写信是不是没有理由的
？Right, guys have got to have a reason to write a letter.
所以说呢，男孩子写信肯定是有目的的。
This is the situation.
这个就是当时的情景。
And there are three important elements that we're going to look at.
我们要看三个要点。
One is that hard persecution.
第一个就是一个逼迫。很强的逼迫，硬逼迫。
Under the Emperor Nero, Christians were violently persecuted.
在这个尼洛皇帝的统治下，基督徒被逼迫。
They were lit on fire.
他们被火烧。
They were beaten.
他们被鞭打。
Vicious.
然后
，vicious.
Yeah, it was vicious. It was.
这个尼洛皇帝是非常邪恶的。
But there was also soft persecution.
然后呢，还有软逼迫。
Christians weren't just violently killed by the officials.
他不是基督徒，不是被这个官员所杀。
They were also mocked by their family members.
他们被这个家庭成员所辱骂。
They were excluded from sectors in business.
他们呢，在这个做生意的时候被别人排外。
And they were labeled and harassed.
他们呢被别人贴了标签，被别人这个羞辱。
In the case of 2 Peter, one author makes this point.
然后呢，在这个有一个人就写了一个。
He says that Christians claimed that the Messiah has come.
基督徒说弥赛亚已经来了。
But the world.Looks exactly the same to everyone.
但是呢，这个世界对每个人来看是一模一样的。
And it leaves Christians to the charge that maybe all this is just a bunch of fiction.
所以说，很多基督徒就说，我们所说的可能是一个想象吧。
Right?
是吧？
the world has the same problems then as it does now.
世界过去是这样的问题，现在还是这样的问题。
The problem is, Jesus didn't come to change the world.
这问题就是，耶稣没有来改变世界。
He came to change individual hearts and lives.
他是改变每一个人的心，改变每一个个人的生命。
He's changed my heart and my life.
他改变我的心，改变我的生命。
He's changed your heart and your life.
改变你的生命，你的心。
And people have been attesting to this for 2,000 years.
所以说人呢就被这个事实来试验了两千多年。
Yet the criticism remains.
所以说这个批评还在那里。
Beware of this soft persecution.
所以说你们要警惕这一种软逼迫。
It weakened Peter's witness, and it will weaken our witness as well.
如果我们可以看到彼得的这个弱点，我们也可以看到我们自己的弱点。
So there's hard persecution, soft persecution, and then there are false teachings.
所以说有硬逼迫、软逼迫，还有假教导。
These are the things that Peter is addressing.
这个就是彼得所强调了三件。
He says that false teachers will be among you guys.
他说假教师在你们当中。
We used to call these people heretics.
我们有时我们叫他就是叫他异端、邪说。
Now we either don't call them anything or we call them Christians.
现在我们不叫他异端、邪说了，我们就叫他基督徒或者基督的。
There are wolves in the church. Wolves.
这教会有狼，披着羊皮的狼。
Right, they sneak in intentionally.
他呢悄悄地跑进来了。
They try to destroy the church.
他们呢想来毁灭这个教会。
And they do so with deception.
他们用一个假伪装来的。
They prey on the weak who have not intentionally sought out the truths of God.
他们呢就是把这个神的真理拿出来去掉。
But there are also dumb sheep in the church.Dumb sheep.
Oh, dumb sheep.
Dumb, stupid sheep.
Oh. 他说把那个什么东西担负在你的身上，倾到你的身上，是不是这意思啊？ Dumb sheep.
Dumb sheep. I don't know how to say that.
Dumb sheep is a
stupid sheep, like the little.
Oh, okay.
Stupid lambs.
Oh, stupid lamb. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there's stupid lambs in the church, right?
他们是有很蠢的羊在这里面。
These are the people.Who aren't looking out for themselves?
哦，这个是蠢的羊啊！他说他们自己也不警惕啊。
And they inadvertently go off the cliff.
他们呢就不小心就掉下悬崖了。
They're swallowed up by the wolves.
他们被这个世界所吞了。
Don't follow dumb sheep.
不要跟着这个蠢羊在走。
Right? Follow the great shepherd.
跟着这个大牧人走。
Don't just read your Bible.
不是只是读圣经啊。
Study it.
要研读啊。
Know the difference between the voice of a wolf and the shepherd.
我们要分辨狼和牧人的声音。
Be a good sheep.
做一个好的羊。
Be one of the sheep that lead people back to the shepherd.
你要成为一个把人领回牧人的那个羊。
So those are the parts.Of the letter, 2 Peter.
这个就是彼得后书所讲的这个部分。
And you might be thinking, okay, well, what does this have to do with our theme for this year?
那说这个和我们今年的主题有什么关系啊？
It's been a long time. It's taken us almost 5 months to establish this theme.
我们可能花了4到5个月才把这个主题定出来。
But I hope it becomes even more evident as the year goes on.
我希望就是我们越往下走，我们这个主题越明显。
And that is the mission of the church. What are we doing?
就是说我们教会的这个使命，我们教会的使命，我们要做什么？
What is God doing?
那神在做什么？
Okay. How does this fit?
好，这个怎样可以和我们这教会配合起来？
There is mission, and then there is the counter mission.
这我们有这个使命，但是有反使命。
So we're trying to make God known.
我们要让人知道神。
And there's these false teachers, and there's deception, and there's distractions that are preventing us. That's the anti-mission or the counter-mission.
所以说呢，有这个假教导，有分心，所以这些都是这个反这个反使命。
Okay, so let's all stand up and we're going to read. Now that's kind of the introduction. Yeah, go ahead, stand up, please.
啊，这个就是我们的这个介绍啊，我们起来，我们站起来，我们读经。
That's the introduction to the book of 2 Peter, the letter to 2 Peter. And now we're going to read our passage for you.
这个就是我刚才说的是背景介绍，所以说我们现在来读彼得后书。
And you can read in whichever language you prefer.
你可以用你自己所熟悉的语言来读。
Okay. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus
Christ, 做基督
基督人和
使徒的西门彼得写信，给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之意，与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，建议我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，又得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于显懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。好，大家请坐。
You can see that we have pretty much covered verse one.
你可以看见我们就刚才都已经把第一节已经讲过了。
That's the address, right? And it talks about Peter and who he's writing to.
他就是说我彼得为什么要写给谁。
And then verses 2 through 4 can be summarized as saying, God has given.
第二到第四节就说神已经给了这些东西。
I have no idea how verbs work in Chinese.
我不知道动词在中文里面怎么样讲。
And I have no idea how you're going to translate this.
我也不知道你会怎样。Good luck.
Peter uses a verb in the perfect tense.
他来用这个完成式来用这个动词。
Greek is strange.
这个希腊文很奇怪的。
Not only do they have the perfect tense, but they also have what is called the pluperfect tense.
他有这个完成式，他还有
pluperfect。
Blue 啊，我就不知道。
Perfect.
Blue 就是。
I have four. We'll explain it.
它就是还有 blue。哎，完成。
Okay. So perfect indicates that the action is complete and the results are still in effect.
这个完成式就是说行为，这个东西已经做了，但是我们在等待结果了。
So I have given John $1.
我给约翰。一美元，我已经给了约翰一美元。
Perfect tense, he still has it.
他呢，这个完成式就是说他还有这个钱，他已经有了这个钱。
Pluperfect,
这个 pluperfect 呢，就是 plu 完成呢。
It means that the results of the action are no longer in effect.
我就把它翻成不完成吧。不完成就是这个行为又拿回去了。
Okay, it did happen, right? I did give it to him.
我给了他是完成的。
But he no longer has it.
但是呢，他又没了。
I do.
我有了。
Fortunately, when God gives.
但是呢，当神给你的时候呢。
And the tense here.
那么这个时态呢，就是。
Is in the perfect.
这个是完成时态。
It is a completed action.
这个行为已经完成了。
And the results are still in effect.
但是呢，这个结果呢还在来。
God give.
所以说神完成的给了。
And he doesn't revoke his promises.
但是他不会把他的那个给的东西拿回来。
He does not take back his gifts.
他不会取回来。
He has given.
他已经给了。
In the perfect sense.
他用完成完全的形式给。
And he has given us everything that we need to live and live for him.
他给了我们所需要生活为他而活的所有东西。
It says everything that is necessary.
这里面说的是所有需要的，关一切关乎生命的。
Maybe we should clarify a little bit between needs and wants.
我们可能要澄清一下需要和。和想要。
Sometimes I'm asked, what do you need, Donald?
啊，我就会说，你需要什么，当了。
I have lived in a tent for months at a time.
啊，我有一段时间我就住在这个帐篷里面。
I have lived in a van.
我也住在这个汽车里面。
I lived in a mountain for 6 months one time.
啊，我有一次住在山里住了六个月。
And people ask me, what do I need?
啊，人就问他，你需要什么？
I don't know.
我是不知道。
That's a hard question.
这个是很难的问题。
Okay. There is a difference between physical needs or physical wants and spiritual needs.
这又有比你实际上想要的和属灵上的需要。
Can I carry out the mission of God?
我能不能完成神的使命呢？
With what I have.
就用我现在所有的。
Maybe then if it's beyond that, it's a physical want.
如果是超乎你这样的呢，那可能就是我所想要的。
If I need it to accomplish what God has set before me, then perhaps it's a spiritual need.
如果我能要完成这个神给我的使命，这个可能就是属灵的需要。
I'm pretty sure that God is much more concerned about our spiritual needs than our physical wants.
所以说我相信神对我们属灵的需要超出我们属世的想要。
Who cares if we're well fed and warm if we're headed straight to hell?
如果我们吃得很好穿得很好但是下地狱呢？谁又能管我们呢？
In verse 2 and 3, it's clear that God gives everything that we need.
所以说第二节到第三节，很明白的，神给了我们所需要的一切。
And he does so in and through our knowledge of him.
他这样来，这样他把这个事情表现出来是对我们对神的认识。
This is not some momentous mental ascent.
这个不是一个突然就不清楚了，脑袋不清楚了。
Right, it's not like one of those super fancy math problems that takes you months or years to figure out.
这个也不是一个很奇怪的一个数学问题，你要需要几个月、几年才能完成。
Where with just mental fortitude and effort and intellectual skill, you have achieved the answer.
啊，你是需要非常敏锐的头，你才能完成这个题的。
Is that how you get to know your wife?
这个是不是你要这样才能认识你的太太呢？
It doesn't work like that.
啊，不是这样的。
That's not how we get to know God.
这个不是，我们不是这样来认识神的。
We get to know God because he reveals himself to us.
我们认识神，因为他向我们显现。
It's very important to notice that revelation is a gift.
所以说很重要的是，显现，向我们彰显是很好的一个礼物。
Part of the knowledge that he gives us.
他其中给了我们一个知识就是。
Part of his provision for us.
他的其中一个显现就是。
Are his promises.
他的应许。
So, theology quiz here.
好，我们这有一个哲学上的考试。
What are some of the promises of God?
有神的应许有哪一些啊？theology神学上的考试，不是哲学上的考试。
What are some of the promises of God?
神的应许能举些出来吗？
eternal life for those who trust Jesus.
在主里面。
What else?
还有吗？同在。Be with Jesus.
Excellent, excellent. Yes.
Presence of Jesus.
Yes. Especially through the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not going to leave you, right?
特别是在这个属这个这个叫什么属灵上，神说我不会撇下你的。
Right? He's going to send the Holy Spirit to be with us.
他把这个圣灵降在你身上。
So, some other promises.
还有其他的一些应许。
There will be justice.
还有就是有这个审判。有公义。
The righteous will be rewarded and the wicked will be punished.
哦，这个也叫审判啊，就是说，正义的人呢会奖赏，邪恶人呢会这个惩罚。
That there will be mercy for those in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面的呢会得到这个宽恕。
Another promise that He's coming back.
另外一个应许就是他要再来。
Right, that's what we're celebrating with communion. He's coming back.
这就是我为什么要我们今天要来领圣餐的原因，因为他要再来。
Now these promises are part of our escape from the depravity of mankind.
这个就是他的这个应许，是我们逃离人的困境的一个好处。
And you can see this in verse 4.
你可以在第四节里面看到这一点。
He says, through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires.
因此他又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的情分有情性情有份。
So God reveals Himself to us.
神自己向我们显现。
He speaks the gospel message to our heart.
他在我用我向我们的心讲到神的这个福音。
And we are brought from spiritual death to spiritual life.
我们从属灵上的死亡带到属灵上的这个生命。
And Paul confirms this.
保罗就证实了这一点。
He says faith comes from hearing the message.
他说这个信是从听到而来。
And the message is heard through the word of Christ.
听到是从神的话语而来。
So let's look at this lovely PowerPoint slide I have.
啊，我们看看我这个所做的可爱的这个。
I didn't want to make Brad look bad.
啊，我不希望这个 Brad。
I didn't want to make him look bad.
Actor.
No, Brad the cop that preached last week.
Oh, Brad. Oh, oh. 我不知道，我不要像上个星期那个讲的人，那么差。
Okay, what you have here is spiritual death.
啊，这边呢是属灵死亡。
You have life.
然后你有生命。
And then you have eternity.
然后你有永生。
The ugly spot, that little scribble that I did there.
那个我所涂的涂鸦
，Okay， that is spiritual death。
这个涂鸦就是属灵死亡。
Corruption, decay。
这个就是败坏，这个就是朽坏。
It's like a spiritual catacomb or a tomb, a spiritual tomb, a burial。
Oh, 好像一个属灵的坟墓被埋葬了。
Right, you have spider webs. It's dark. It's dirty.
啊，那个有很多蜘蛛网，又黑又暗。
And the worms are always devouring people.
啊，然后那个里面的虫就吃人呐。
But by the grace of God, He brings us to life.
但是呢，感谢主，他把我们带到生命里面。
And He puts us on this path.
然后呢，他让我们把我们带到这个路上。
Right, the straight and narrow. That's why I did it straight and narrow.
啊，这个是又窄又直的，但是。不窄啊。
Okay, and then the gate at the end of our physical life represents entrance into the eternal kingdom of Christ.
啊，然后最后这个门呢，就表示我们进入了永生。
And that's referred to in verse 11.
这个就是第十一节所要说的。
So this is what God provides.
这个是神所供给我们的。
Right, he has provided everything we need for life and godliness.
所以说他给我们生命中所有的需要和我们怎样敬虔度日的一切需要。
And that's the message of verses 2 through 4.
这个就是第二到第四节所带出的信息。
Now verses 5 through 9 call us to make the most of what God provides.
第五节到第九节就是说我们要用神所给我们的这些东西好好的利用。
We're not saved from this spiritual death and instantly transported, I guess it's that way for you guys, transported into eternal life.
我们不是一下就得救了然后马上一下就人就变了。
Right? If that would happen, there would be no life for Christians. Upon conversion, they would go from spiritual death to physical death in eternity.And we would skip this path.
我们不是说一得救马上就啊有个就进天堂了，不然的话我们就可以省掉中间这一步。
But God has put life in between there.
所以说他把这个啊把这个生命呢放在两者之间。
Right?
是不是
？Why?
为什么呢
？So that we could participate.In the divine nature to partner with what he is doing.
所以说这样我们就可以与神同工和神的性情有份。
Part of life is to taste the excellencies of God.
这个我们的这个生命就是要来品尝神的好处。
And the best thing about these excellencies, go ahead, Tobias.
这个神的这个好处最绝妙之处。
They're free.
不要钱的。
Right, we just go along life, and they're ours for the taking.
啊，这不要钱，我们就从这个生命就走下去，然后呢，随便取的。
Do you guys like free stuff?
你们喜不喜欢不要钱的东西啊
？I certainly do.
我喜欢啊。
Right. Contrast the energy of Black Friday with that of Thanksgiving.
我们把这个黑色星期五。和这个感恩节对比一下。
You guys know what Black Friday is?
你们知不知道黑色星期五是
什么？It's a black spot on America.
这个就是美国的一个很黑的一个地方。
Right. Consider the energy and the fights that go on to get this free stuff.
你知道吗？你要花多少精力啊，才能去战斗啊？就得到那个不要钱了。
People lined up outside Walmart for days.
他们在这个沃尔玛外面等了好几天啊。
For a free TV that might break in a year.
所以说，这个就是他们得到这个电视机啊，几年就坏掉的。
And then when it comes to pursuing the things of God,
如果是我们要得神的东西的话
，Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
他们就说，我可以明天啊。
We don't care.
我们不在乎啊。
Consider the list of these traits, these characteristics briefly.
我们可以看看这些性情啊，这些清单。
First is moral excellence.
第一个就是德行吧，还是殷勤？德行。What moral? Can I see the?
Right here, moral excellence.
Moral excellence. 我觉得是德行。
Let's see. So it's or virtue sometimes.
Yeah, virtue. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Moral excellence. There are good guys and there are bad guys in the world.
所以说世界上有好的有坏的人。
Be a good guy.
要做好人哦。
That's all it means.
这个就是德行所要讲的。
Knowledge.
然后就是知识。
Don't be ignorant about the things of God.
不要忽略神的事情。
Seek out to know God.
我们要努力地寻求神。
Discern right from wrong.
什么是对的，什么是错的。
Temperance or self-control.
然后呢，就是节制。
Have some restraint in regard to your emotions, impulses, and desires.
对你们的愿望，对你们的冲动，你们要有一个节制。
Perseverance.
然后又忍耐。
Doing the right thing all the time is hard.
长时间的做好事很难的。
Not long ago, I was challenged by one of our brothers.
不久以前有一个弟兄来，我被一个弟兄所挑战。
He's going through all kinds of stuff.
他呢经历了很多不同的事情。
And all the time I'm telling him, hang in there, hang in there.
所以我就是给他说啊，坚持住，守住。
He says, you don't understand.
他说你根本不了解。
I do.
我守住啊，我持守啊。
Doing the right thing is hard.
做好事不容易。
But we cannot give up.
但我们不能放弃啊。
Godliness.
然后就是虔诚，敬虔。
Be absolutely devoted to God on the inside and on the out.
所以说呢，从里到外都要对神敬虔。
And then brotherly kindness.
然后呢，要有爱弟兄的心。
Simply put.
简单来讲。
Do what it takes to get along with people in church.
就是尽你所能的和教会的人处好关系。
And then love.
然后就是爱。
Absolute selflessness.
完全的无私。
These traits are all free to us.
这些性情对我们来讲不要钱。
We just have to pick them up.
我们需要把它拾起来。
It's like walking through the supermarket where the fruit is free.
就好像我们到了这个超市，这些食品都不要钱的。
And I use the word fruit very specifically, intentionally.
我特意的用了食物这个字。
Because if you'll notice, this parallels the fruit of the Spirit.
这主要是和属灵的这个果子相称。
And it is the fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit produces it.
因为神这个属灵的果子结出这个食物。
So we just pick it.
我们就拿过来取下来。
Or pick it up out of the supermarket.
或就好像从这个超市拿的一样。
But the problem is, go ahead, Tobias.
但是问题是呢
？There's all kinds of things out there.
这有很多不同的。
It's not just fruit in the supermarket.
这个超市不只是食物啊。
There's things with health warnings.
它还有一些这个健康的警告啊。
Right, there's things in life that come with that says if you drink this, it causes birth defects.
还有这个东西，就是说你如果喝这个东西的话，这个生产就有问题了。
You smoke this, you die.
然后你要抽烟的话，你要死的。
And so many other things.
还有很多其他的事情啊。
And guess which ones the world promotes or advertises?
你知道吗？世界上在推崇什么呢
？Not the pretty little blue dots, do they? Not the pretty little blue dots.
不是那个这个小蓝点呢、啊。他要红点，红点就是不能做的。
So as we walk along the path that God has for us,
然后我们这个走在这个神给我们所定的道上的话
，there are good things and there's bad things for us to pick up.
所以说有好的有坏的来我们来选。
And Jesus gives us a warning in the parable of the sower.
所以说呢，耶稣用这个栽种的一个比喻来讲。
He says that there are thorns and weeds out there that prevent people from partaking of and producing fruit.
他说那有荆棘丛棘，所以说呢，他就不想让人得出果子来。
And the red, those little red dots?
那么那个红点呢
？That's what those represent.
这个就是那些荆棘，这些。
Jesus says that they are the deceitfulness of wealth.
这个就是这个财富的引诱。
And the worries of this life.
这个还有这个今生的这个忧虑。
And they choke out the word of God.
所以说就把这个神的道卡住了，锁住了。
So this is how it works.
这个就是怎样，这个是怎样工作的呢
？As we're going along life.
然后我们在这个神的这个道路上走的时候
，God wants us to pursue moral excellence.
然后呢，神就要我们要追求更多的德行。
And we say, well.Let me graduate college first.
然后我们就说，我们先毕业吧。
It'll be so much easier to be upright when I get out of college.
然后呢，如果说我从学校毕业是多比较轻松一点。
And then you get out of college and you say, well, you know what? I need a car.
然后你从这个你毕业了以后呢，你说我要一个车啊。
I can do so much more better things with a car.
我有车的话，我就做更多的好事啊。
I'll have time to pursue knowledge of God and all of that. I could save that time, especially if I get a fast car.
啊，如果说我就可以追求神的这个知识啊。如果我的车开得快的话，我就得的知识就更快了。
Or I need a house.
我还需要一个房子。
It's so hard to show brotherly kindness with my roommate.
啊，在这个我是对室友显出这个神的爱是很难的。
If I had my own house, then it'd be so much easier.
如果我有自己的房子的话，简单的多啊。
I need a wife.
我还需要一个太太。
Then I'll know what love is all about.
然后就知道什么是爱了。
And besides,
还有呢？
Who wants brotherly kindness when there's a Porsche sitting right there?
Porsche,
a fancy car.
是你怎样显出弟兄的爱呢？如果是有一个什么豪华车在那里，保时捷哦，保时捷，嗯。
Right, those are the kind of decisions that we have to make.
这个就是我们所要选的这个可以选择。
If I don't know Porsche, yeah.
Porsche.
No. sometimes you might see a pile of cash on one side of the table.
啊，你可以看到很多现金。
And the knowledge of God on the other.
然后呢，你看见神的知识在那边。
You set that in front of 99% of the world.
然后呢，你又站在这个99%的这世人面前。
They don't even see that the Bible's there.
他们可能看不见那个圣经的。
Right? They want nothing to do with it. Oh, they just see all this money.
啊，他看不见那个圣经，他也和圣经无关，他就看见的就是那一个这一堆钱。
But we have these things that are available to us as believers.
但是作为信者，这些神的这些东西都对我们是随时可取的。
I want to be the good guy.
我想成为一个好人。
That's what we pray in our family every night with the kids.
所以说就是我就每天就是在晚上就这样和家庭在一起祷告。
God help us to be the good guys.
神啊，让我成为一个好人。
Right? We want these character traits.
我们需要这些性情。
I want to be self-controlled.
我希望能够节制。
I want to know God.
我要认识主。
These spiritual skills, these characteristics,
这些神的性情，这些特征
are given to us for a victorious life in Christ.
神给了我们，所以说我们可以在主里过一个得胜的生活。
But then we come to the end of the road.
然后呢，我们到了路的尽头那一端。
And God provides entrance into the eternal kingdom of Christ.
神就预备了这个进入天堂的这个门。
It's that fancy gate you see up there.
啊，这个门是很豪华的。
Exactly. See, I understand a little bit. Yeah.
So you're like kid. Yeah.
You look at it very.
It's very fancy. Yes.
Okay.
People in church will receive one of pretty much three entrances into the kingdom of heaven.
啊，教会的人可以接啊，有三个特性。进入这个神的国。
Or let me state it differently. Three responses at the gate.
啊，我们在这个神的这个门口可能有三个反应。
First response.
第一个反应就是
Away from me, I never knew you.
就是说离开我吧，我从来不认识你。
Jesus warns of that.
耶稣曾经警告过这样的事。
It's aggravating. It's uncomfortable to hear that.
这个看起来很让心里不安。这个信人心里不舒服，一听到这些话的话。
Second response.
第二个反应就是。
That was close.
哎呀，差一点进去。
Right? We barely crawl over the finish line just in time.
我们好不容易就看了跑过了个终点线啊。
The third response?
第三个反应。
Rewards.
奖赏。
Those who make the most of God's grace will be richly rewarded.
那个就是能领受神的恩典的人就会得到最多的奖赏。
Will be honored before the Lord.
我们会在神的面前得到称赞。
And the greatest thing about it is that then we have something to honor Jesus with.
最重要的是我们可以用一些我们可以来荣耀 耶稣基督。
We cast all our rewards at His feet.
我们把我们的荣耀啊放在他的脚前。
Because He's the one that provides the grace.
是因为他提供了这些恩典的。
He provides the life.
他提供了生命。
He provides the strength.
他提供了这个力量。
The promises, everything.
他提供了这个盼望，所有的一切。
So we celebrate Him.
我们是来庆祝他。
And those are the three responses.
这个就是这三种反应。
I'm looking for the third one.
我自己要看第三个反应。
Let me conclude with an illustration here.
啊，我用一个一个比喻吧，一个事例来结束。
Mark 4.
Mark 4. 马可福音四章。
Jesus says, with the measure you use.
他说，耶稣说你要用你的量器。
With the measure you measure with.
用你所用的量器。
It will be measured to you.
然后呢，神呢就把这个用同样的量器量给你。
Some people come to God and say, fill me up, God.
有些人来了说，哈，充满我吧。
I want to know you.
我想知道你。
And you hold up this puny little quarter teaspoon.
然后你就把这个很小的这个这个什么调羹拿出来。
And God says, all right, excellent. I'm going to fill you up and even more.
神说好啊。
You might get a half a teaspoon.
我给你很多，我给你充满。
Ah, someone who really wants to know God.
有些人真的是想认识神的。
Holds out, God, I want to know you.
他说神啊，我真的想了解你。
Holds out a tablespoon.
他把一个大的汤勺拿出来。
And God fills it up and even more.
神呢就把它填满，还有更多的。
What else we got in here?
然后还有一个。
I really want to know God.
我真的想知道神。好。
What are you doing to get to know God?
你要认识神，你想做什么呢？
How much do you really want to know Him?
你真的想得到他吗？你有多少想要他？
How much do you want to make the most of this life for His purposes?
你想用你这个生命中最大的东西来来完成他的旨意。
Sometimes you look pretty stupid holding out a bucket.
有时候啊，你把这个桶拿出来，看到你是很蠢的。
And the persecution of this world?
你知道这个世上的逼迫。
That soft persecution?
特别是这个软逼迫。
Sometimes it has us just a little, God, just a little.
有时候我们就说，哎呀，要一点吧。
Right?
Sometimes
we hold the cup not under the fount of getting to know God, we hold it up under the fount of curses.
有时候呢，我们不是把这个杯子拿出来，不是在这个神的生命源泉去接，而是在这个逼迫那边去拿东西。
We're trying to fill it up with all the stuff of this world instead of God.
所以说，我们把这个世界上的东西把它装满了。
So my message to you today is this.
我今天所讲的信息是
Don't go home empty-handed.
不要回到家里空手而回。
Make the absolute most of the time that God has given you to get to know Him.
所以说，神给你所有的一切，你要好好用，好好认识他。
To make Him known.
让他被人所知。
And so glorify Him.
所以来荣耀他。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天登陆弟兄给我们所讲的信息。神给我们预备了所有的东西，我们该需要的他已经完全提供了，只是我们手伸出去，我们是拿小勺子还是拿小杯子还是拿一个大桶。主啊，愿你给我们一个信心，我们可以把桶拿出去，所以说你就可以把这个桶填满。我们可以说，不是我，而是神的恩典帮我填满；不是我，而是神的恩典可以让我行得出来。我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。Shall we go? 打扰吧。
I can't translate this.
可能要一个人翻译吧，我不知道，还是谁可以翻译啊？我们有今天要领圣餐啊。今天早上我知道我要带圣餐，然后我知道我要翻译，但是我基本上就忘了。然后唱完歌以后，他上来，哦，今天要翻译啊。啊，不过来到教会说，哦，今天要带圣餐啊，不是我懒啊，而是有时候你开始准备了，然后你那一天临时就想不起来了。那么我们今天要来领圣餐，我希望文博你可不可以给我翻译啊，或者是怎么样？我觉得我们还有很多英文弟兄，对不对？
经文我会照念。
经文我倒是照念吧，
好，
我就不用经文了，
okay,
不用经文了，
okay.
尽量不用经文。今天哦，当然 talk about the promise。
今天当然讲到了应许。
Yesterday somebody called me。
昨天有人给我打了电话。
He was a student here.